Hi, welcome to another edition of Tourism Roundup. Last time we looked at heritage tourism. Today we zoom in on health tourism. Health tourism is an international trend set by consumers seeking to enhance their well-being through their travel experiences. The term refers to those clients with medical conditions who would travel to experience healing therapies to look and feel better, lose weight, relieve pain or discomfort, manage stress, or partake in the use of natural supplements to improve their health. Health tourism has the capacity to generate in excess of US$35 billion per year. It's no wonder the government recognizes it as a viable income-generating option, which, if pursued, could bring huge sums into the country's coffers. But that's not all. Jamaica's participation in the rapidly growing global health export sector is crucial to the country's sustainable health development.
Why is health tourism a good prospect for Jamaica? There are three essential factors which separate Jamaica's health tourism market. They are the global competitiveness of Jamaica's health service, the quality and sustainability of Jamaica's health service system, and a committed political will.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. In a bid to take advantage of the newly emerging sector, a project has been initiated involving the public and private sectors. This is in an effort to establish the basis for building the health tourism infrastructure capacity for Jamaica.
We are actively pursuing this course in cooperation with the Ministry of Tourism, the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, and the Planning Institute of Jamaica.
Jamaica's cost per capita for health care is estimated to be 10 to 20 times less than in the United States, Canada, and Europe.
Jamaica also has developed an electronic medical record system, which is in compliance with HL7 and HIPPA standards for seamless portability of data and insurance coverage between Jamaica and the U.S. or any other country. High-level integrity for patient data storage, confidentiality, security, and telehealth broadband platform, among a host of pluses.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. Those factors, paired with the high quality of patient care and satisfaction, and Jamaica's history and culture of excellent service in the tourism sector, make the island an ideal location for health tourism. In our Know Jamaica feature, we look at the Hanover Parish Library. There are several firsts related to the Hanover Parish Library. The first British High Commissioner to an independent Jamaica, Sir Alexander F. Morley, reportedly laid the foundation stone for the library. The fountain at the library was dedicated by the first Jamaican Governor General, Sir Kenneth Blackburn, and was officially opened in March 1964 by the first Prime Minister of an independent Jamaica, Sir Alexander Bustamante. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. Come back next week when we look at sports tourism. I am Camilla Guthrie. One love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.